Alrighty.
Party in the door.
We are joined here in the media center with the number one pro stock motorcycle qualifier, Andrew Hines. His pass of 6.825 at 196.50 miles per hour qualified him for this position. Andrew, talk about today and heading into tomorrow, what we can expect from your team.
Well, we feel real good about what we did today. Obviously, keeping the number one spot was priority for Harley-Davidson and Vance and Hines. So today was about learning for tomorrow, conditions being pretty consistent all weekend long. Today was more like set up for race day. So just massaging a little bit more on the tune-up, trying to figure out if it needed to be leaner or richer, more timing, less timing. And then learning the track, you know, 135-degree racetrack in Q4. We still went down the 60-foot pretty strong for us. And then they charged all the way through the finish line. So I felt good about what we did on my tune-up and Eddie's tune-up. So tomorrow for race day, I got the utmost confidence in what we have for equipment underneath us. And as long as I can do my job as a rider, hopefully we can come out here with a yellow hat. You know, these green ones fit good, but I'll throw it away if I can get a yellow one.
Questions?
So obviously weather wasn't much of a factor as we thought yesterday. What about for tomorrow? Same, very similar track conditions. Do you anticipate making a lot of changes to the bike, or do you think what you've got today is dialed in pretty good for what you're seeing?
We definitely have room to improve. It's really about power delivery in first gear. You know, we do things differently than a few teams out there with ignition retard and things in first gear. And today was kind of a learning curve on how much power we could apply to the racetrack at, you know, 20, 30, 40 feet out. So that last run, it shook pretty good, about 30 feet. So we just we got a little too aggressive, but that shows that for tomorrow we'll be able to knock it back a little bit and make it accelerate a little harder through 60 foot. So it was beneficial for the runs we made today to get that data and have something to look forward for tomorrow. So that was another good run in lane two. For some reason I really like that lane, so hopefully you can expect to see me there a lot tomorrow.
With
Eddie?
Yeah.
Oh, well, all the information is all in the same computer, and we talk, you know, we download each other mentally after each run as we get back in the trailer and talk, and we critique each other's riding. If, you know, I was sitting right behind him in the burnout box when he made his run, so I could see where he was going and where he was tracking down the track, so I can help him analyze what he needs to make for a chassis setup for going straighter tomorrow. I do tuning, most of the tuning on the motorcycles from 100 feet on, so I do fuel and timing and all that stuff, and just learn, pick away on his bike and my bike, and I apply everything that we learn on those motorcycles to one another. So that's what makes us good. We can look at and analyze everything and see what changes need to be made, and it's a constant learning process. You know, every track we go to, we get different air. The engines want to run differently in different types of weather, and we've been able to figure that out here at the last four or five races, and we still got top speed of the weekend this far. So obviously speed's there, and Matt's doing a great job on the clutch, getting them closer to 60 foot.
Are you seeing a trend between the right lane and the left lane this weekend?
No, I think the lanes are pretty equal. It's just I got some mojo with that right lane for some reason. I don't know. It's always been kind to me, and I think I've won here six times between spring and fall, and five of them, I think, have been in lane two, and I've won one in lane one. So take what I can get, but for motorcycles, it doesn't play into effect as much lane to lane. We're really just looking at the first 10 feet. Nitro cars, obviously, a different deal with bumps and bald spots farther down the track. But we're happy with what we got with our Harleys, and they're strong. I'm happy to be riding one right now, and it's a great track to be doing it at. I love coming to Charlotte.
Obviously, the championship's going to go down to Pomona, and the field is really tight. So how important are these qualifying points for you guys? Obviously, the setup for tomorrow, 135-degree racetrack, and all the technology is very important, but those points are very important as well.
Yeah, the little qualifying points, those will obviously play into a big percentage of it to come the end of the season. But yeah, we're trying to get them as many as we can, but we still have to learn and maximize our round wins on Sunday. So if we have to give up point or here, point two or here, there, throughout the countdown and qualifying to learn for Sunday, we'll by sure mean do that. Just it's tough to give them up. It's tough to want to go outside the box and do something drastic and give up that lane choice or a qualifying point. But sometimes you have to be better on Sunday. And I've qualified, I think they said 30, number one, 39 times, but not a whole lot here lately in the last few years. But I've been still winning races, so that's kind of the way we learn. You know, you go through qualifying, you don't have to be the best, but you're going rounds on Sunday, and those points mean more.
Best of luck tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you.